Random House Audio presents Tension City, Inside the Presidential Debates, from Kennedy Nixon to Obama McCain, by Jim Lara. Read by the author.
Those big-time things, it was Tension City, Jim.
Former President George H.W. Bush in an April 10, 1999 interview. Chapter 1. Good evenings.
Good evening. The television and radio stations of the United States and their affiliated stations are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency. The candidates need no introduction. The Republican candidate, Vice President Richard M. Nixon, and the Democratic candidate, Senator John F. Kennedy.
That was how the moderator, Howard K. Smith of CBS, opened the first televised presidential debate from the studios of WBBM-TV Chicago on September 26, 1960.
Good evening from the Ford Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Mississippi in Oxford. I'm Jim Lara of the NewsHour on PBS, and I welcome you to the first of the 2008 presidential debates. Between the Republican nominee, Senator John McCain of Arizona, and the Democratic nominee, Senator Barack Obama of Illinois.
That was how I began the first McCain-Obama debate on September 26, 2008, nearly 50 years later. There have been 35 nationally televised presidential and vice presidential debates, counting that first in 1960 and the last four in 2008. All of the moderators have been broadcast journalists, except one, Chicago Sun-Times editor James Hogue, in 1976. There have been several repeaters, Howard K. Smith of CBS and ABC.